sampled them from him, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yes? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the owners to control.
Right now!
You know what time it is.
Welcome to
the Copyright
Experiment.
Hello, and welcome to Copyright Experiment. CITR 101.9. Tim's excited.
I'm a little excited. And you know what? I gotta say, this is our 31st episode.
Damn.
And I'm still, like, super happy with that intro. I don't know if you guys like it, but yeah, I think it's pretty dope.
I love the break.
Hey, you can't not love the break.
So, what are we talking about today, Tim?
We're going to talk about
breaking news.
Breaking news. It's all the buzz on the internet. It was just announced recently that the essential, famed, highly acclaimed, highly revered hip hop group, supergroup. Well, not really supergroup, but now I guess it's kind of a supergroup. Wu-Tang Clan. Turns out they ain't nothing to fuck with because they are going, they're supposedly breaking all the rules, and their next album will be released as a single copy and not reproduced anywhere, and will only be able to listen to it at certain, if you're able to find where they are displaying the album.
Yeah, so they're going to bring it to museums or I guess just a few museums and maybe other exhibitions
museums,
they've talked about.
Expos, music festivals, stuff like that. And the museum things is a little important because basically their motivation for doing this, their main motivation is to make music more like art. In their words, this is the RZA's words here.
Yeah, so you know they're going to put it inside this handcrafted, you know, a container that is going to be made or has been made by this guy named Yaya, who has been, you know, done like royal family's work and stuff like that.
Really beautiful handcrafted
stuff. It is. And yeah, so sort of the idea is to make this an exclusive piece of art, trying to fall in the same lines as, you know, like a piece by, I don't know, as they say.
Something you would see in a high class gallery.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, this is RZA. His quote here is, so he's talking about that music that Wu-Tang Clan has advocated to think of music as art. And RZA says, and yet it doesn't receive the same treatment as art in the sense of the value of what it is, especially nowadays when it's been devalued and diminished to almost the point that it has to be given away for free. And that's my favorite quote from RZA's interview with Forbes on this. One, because I have so many problems with it. And the first is that I'm not sure who he's talking to, but there's not many people I would that I know who would say that music isn't art. First of all, there's kind of this. I mean, music doesn't operate in the same way that fine art does in the art world, but that doesn't really. I mean, he almost makes it sound like that for it to be art, it has to have the prestige around it.
Yeah, which to me, I mean, it's just not what music is these days. And mm-hmm. I think the way that I sort of think about this, or that I've thought about this in the last little bit, is like back when, because he makes a comparison to, you know, like people like Beethoven, you know, they got revered as high artists and, you know, all this kind of stuff and commissioned. But nowadays it's kind of like, okay, people, they just make music, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Right.
But there were lots of people that were making music back then that weren't revered in that way and were just kind of making music because they enjoyed it and sharing it because they enjoyed it. And I think there's a lot of that happening these days, and we kind of have more middle ground as well. And people that are big artists still being or making music that's accessible both financially and musically and otherwise to a large number of people. And I think that's one of the powers of the sort of interconnectedness that we have through the internet and the various communication means that we have. So I think it's not entirely a fair comparison to say that, you know, because it's not falling under the same lines as like Beethoven and, you know, high visual art, that it's not art.
Right. Another thing I have with RZA now, I guess I've had beef with RZA, call him out on the air. if well, I, it's funny that he talks about trying to make music more as art again, because in another sense, I mean, a lot of people would agree that music is art, but there's a whole range of what that art can do, right? Art isn't this monolithic entity that serves a specific purpose in a culture, and fine art serves a very specific purpose. Fine visual art serves a very specific purpose for people who want to kind of push the boundaries forward in the ways that we understand humanity, in the ways that we understand social connectedness. But for the art that Wu-Tang Clan makes, which is basically gangster rap music, it's aiming to do something completely different than fine art is doing. And I mean, really, Wu-Tang Clan is all about they're about pushing the boundaries of, you know, what can be acceptable as music, or as they're intentionally raw and rough because they're trying to push the boundaries of what music and mainstream music can be like. And they do that by making it super high energy, really raw, make people want to dance and everything. And that's a great purpose, but it's not the same purpose as fine art. And I think he's totally missing that point in trying to shoehorn Wu-Tang into this other culture of fine art and you know, in a more of a bystanding kind of consumption form, where you look at it and you consume it, you observe it. Whereas most of the people who want to see Wu-Tang Clan, they want to go to their shows, they want to get crazy, they want to get lit up and, you know, have fun.
Yeah, and I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she said, you know, I just want to hear it. You know, mm-hmm. like, it seems like they're just making this big deal about it, and it's like, come on, like, just let me listen to it. And like, I don't have to go to a museum and like pay money and, you know, have to have my body scanned for any audio recording devices because I might pirate it or something. And you know, that's the thing, is it's like, it's music meant to appeal to lots of people, and people want to listen to it. And it's like, it's kind of almost like rude to the fans in some way to not share it with them.
Those kind of styles of art that they're doing are meant to appeal to people. You're right. And the thing is, I don't know if RZA realizes, but you know, there is music that is in galleries and museums and stuff like that, but it's just not the same kind of music that Wu-Tang makes, which is fine, because the music in galleries and stuff are more about pushing the boundaries of what is possible with music and kind of, and stuff that has, you know, stood the test of time, and not stuff that, you know, was secretly made by people who would normally put their album out for their fans.
Yeah, but and I think all this being said, I think it is interesting what he's doing, and I think that, you know, time will tell what happens with this.
Right.
You know, we have our opinions on what we think of it, you know, and what we think of sort of Wu-Tang Clan trying to get into this sort of high art form, and, you know, maybe it will work for them in some way. And one thing that I like that one of the producers said is, you know, this could totally flop. This could just be a total bust, and I think that's good to hear for me, because I think it shows that, you know, that they're not expecting that this is necessarily going to change everything, and, you know, contrary to what the website says, where they're like very pretentious and have very high expectations about this. I think they do realize that they're taking a risk and that they're trying something new, and it's just something different, and I think that in itself is interesting to me, and I think I'm not necessarily against them doing it, just because it's just a neat thing that they're doing. I have problems with it still, but I'm not saying that, you know, oh, don't do it, stop it, you know, release it to everyone. Hmm.
I actually feel a little differently about it.
Yeah.
I think that what they're trying to do is completely misguided, and it's totally undermining basically it's been such a struggle for music fans to, you know, to consume music in the way that is comfortable for them and that is conducive to driving a creative industry forward. And Wu-Tang Clan is kind of just saying, well, we don't want to like buy into that in the same way that music industries didn't want to buy into that new paradigm. And instead they're going to go in the opposite direction to make a point or something.
Yeah, they're kind of going back into the past.
Right.
Which is something they say.
Yeah, and so they reference that, you know, this is more similar to having music, what's the word, where someone actually asks you to make music and they pay you to do it right there.
They commission it, yeah.
Commission it, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, and I guess I'm still not entirely sold on one way or the other. I think it'll just be interesting to see what happens.
Okay.
But I do see your point that it does kind of seem like we're moving backwards in a certain sense, you know, back to commissioning and things, and not embracing sort of the new models, which is what a lot of bands are doing. And really that's what the fans want. And then I, you know, for them, it's kind of like, okay, they're doing what they want, not what the right. fans want, which is, yeah. you know, okay, whatever.
And that's
do your thing, Wu-Tang. Like, I can't really control you guys.
Yeah. And that's where you kind of get into the common perception of fine visual art that's, you know, snobbery and it's exclusive and,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't, it's not relevant.
Yeah. And so maybe that's what they want to do. Like, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And like, maybe it'll have an impact. Maybe it won't. Yeah. I don't know. And maybe it'll undermine, you know, I think it's very possible to go either way. When one of the interesting things that they say in RZA says in the interview is contemporary art overvalued in an exclusive market, or are musicians undervalued in a profoundly saturated market?
Hmm.
I'm just curious what you thought about that, Tim.
I'll say that again.
So is contemporary art overvalued in an exclusive market, or are musicians undervalued in a profoundly saturated market?
Well, I think they're talking about two different kinds of value here. And I think this is a mistake that anyone who is contemplating the value of art in our society does. And it's very easy to do because the idea that value is inherently tied to monetary value is kind of, it's a convenient way to think of something, but it's not, it doesn't encapsulate the entire picture. And there's value that things have, especially creative things and artistic things, that go beyond the monetary value, because their monetary value is determined strictly by the market forces. It's determined by supply and demand. So, but the value of art isn't tied to how much of it is available. The value of art is determined by the emotional connection it makes to the individual, the impact it makes on the way society is thinking as a whole, and these things are completely separated from market value. So when people say that music is being devalued because RZA says that, you know, people have to give it away for free just to have people listen, well, yeah, that's a problem where your market value is mismatched with your perceived value.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. And we touched on this earlier when we were talking about the Google Books, or was it? No, it was the Google Play guy, Tim.
Yeah.
What was his name? Tim?
I can't remember his last
anyways,
name.
Anyways, he was the head of Google Play, and he said, basically, you cannot devalue music.
Yeah, that was our episode entitled The Value of Music, if you want to go back and listen to it.
Yeah. I find this question he poses really interesting, because I think both are kind of true in a certain way, because, I mean, it's like, yeah, okay, financial, like, in terms of market value, there's a lot of contemporary art that's way overvalued, and there's a lot of music that's way undervalued for the emotional connection that maybe gives some people, or even just, you know, how much time they put into it.
Right.
But it's a strange question to ask, because what value are you talking about? And to
ask someone what the value is in an objective sense is totally undermines the point of creative output or creative work.
Yeah. And it's almost irrelevant.
Yeah. I would have to agree. I think that was one of the major points I had with it as well. They're trying to, it seems like Wu-Tang is trying to raise the value of their product by limiting its release, which is really only a way that you can increase the market value, and it has nothing to do with the value of it as a piece of art.
Yeah, I'd say almost in some ways it lowers its value as a piece of art, because less people have the ability to make a connection with it.
Yeah.
You know, it raises the financial value, but, you know, I guess that's a...
Yeah, they're hoping to make a lot of money on this.
Yeah, and I think they probably will.
Yeah. I'm actually... if I was a betting man, I would bet that the album will be leaked before it's actually sold.
Yeah.
That's my guess. I know they're trying really hard to keep it from being leaked, but I just don't think it's possible.
There's some smart people out there.
Some smart people. And I know, like, they said when they take it on tour and show it off in galleries and music festivals, they're going to screen people for recording devices. They're going to make them wear headphones to listen to it and whatever. But, you know, it's not the end users that you need to worry about in piracy or copyright infringement. It's the middlemen. So the people who are involved in the project itself, or in transporting project or stuff like that. So those are the people who have are not tied to the end product. They're not really tied to the experience of the product. They're the ones that can see gaining out of personally ripping it off.
And historically, we've seen that as well.
Yeah, that's
with exclusive art.
Yeah, especially in the movie industry. The movie industry is has a lot. It has a piracy problem, but nobody is recording movies in the theater anymore. Nobody's bringing their camcorder in there anymore. All the leaked movies you see now are come from DVD screeners, which are things that people in the, involved in the project get, or movie critics and stuff like that.
So we will see what happens with this, you know, financially, and if it gets leaked and what impact it has.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think if nothing else, it's an interesting topic that, you know, read up on it a little bit, form your own opinions.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. But yeah, that's our thoughts on it, I guess.
Yeah, and just kind of a quick preview for next week. This will sort of lead into when we talk about what it means to release music.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like in this day and age, and with the tools we have, basically, what is that and how does that work? And
yeah, we'll ask some questions and next week we'll answer them. I would say that, like, one of the most curious things, I mean, in relation to this week's topic, are Wu-Tang Clan actually releasing this album?
Yeah.
Would you call that a release? Other things like, would you consider a leaked album release? Would you consider a streaming version online a release? And these are some things that, I mean, we're not going to really have concrete answers for. So we're gonna do some research on this. We're going to talk to lots of people.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get some opinions from people in the community as well.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And with that, we will wrap up our talk segment. And Tim, Autonomy is going to spin us a little mix of music. Again, this is the Copyright Experiment here on CITR 101.9. We do talks on copyright issues and things around music, and then we play a mix of fully freely available music, which you can download on our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. And we'll do some ads and we'll be right back.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Delicious we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Bubba's dancing in the night. Faces flashing neon light. You know it's time to move your feet to the metal disco beat.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Your Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9, and www.citr.ca.
And we're back here on the Copyright Experiment at CITR 101.9 Vancouver. And with this, we are ready to get into the mix. Again, this is going to be all freely available music. And you can check out anything and download it for free on our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. You can also check out previous shows. Enjoy our nice Tumblr theme. And so what's our first track going to be, Tim?
First track is by a dude called Seventh Wonder. He calls himself the friendliest tiger on SoundCloud. He's built up actually quite a following on SoundCloud. And I'm actually like to follow up on this more at a later date. But every Sunday he releases something else new every week for free. So we're going to play one of his latest tracks called All You Need.
Alrighty, so with that, I think you can sit back and enjoy and let autonomy take you into the mix.
I wouldn't do.
Flight Facilities, Crave You, Royal Refix, this song just can't die. Fresh APR and remix. Track remix, what?
gas here on the left side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Then 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 I turn it up. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Then 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 I turn it up. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Then 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 I turn it up, then I turn it up, then I turn it up, then I turn it up. This is how we do it.
Killing Time Remix. Local Vancouver guy.
It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Get the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my eyes ain't gonna lie. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup, throw your hands up, and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, she got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. This is how we do it.
Here is Quick Fix remix of Swimming. Rep in Montreal. We'll be right back.
one goes out to Holly and Ariel, Up in the Clerbs, Bleached by Rick Milo, local Vancouver guy.
Type of transactions is don't talk on the phone.
You know, that's the first thing they told us, but that's the last thing we did.
Like to speak for me.
Paper chasing, it done turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
All I wanted was $100 million and a bad bitch. Plus that paper chasing, it turned me to a savage. Groupies in the lobby, they just trying to get established. God, I've been guilty fornicating from my status.
All I want's $100 million and a bad bitch.
Copyright experiment. Going in tough. Brenmar remix. Brenmar usual play on our show.
Bless up. I'm big up.
Grand Theft and Thugly coming in here. More Canadian guys.
Face with it. Load it up.
it all in their face with it.
Venez, venez me baiser, sans vous je suis buzzé. Maintenant je reviens lourd, négro à la pesée. Flash et billet vert comme à Las Vegas. Johnny Brasco, je fais des liasses pétasses. Gilles et barbales peuvent faire ce qu'ils veulent. Et t'es sera criminel par le cercueil. Je suis un peu comme Lil Bosé, je peux tirer négro. Mais bouge pas, bouge qu'aussi je peux tuer négro. Réponds-moi pour que le ciel puisse me sauver. C'est que les enfants des rues derrière moi. Prie le Seigneur pour qu'il m'emmène au sommet. Ma vie est dure mais je garde la foi. Pardonne-moi pour les coups que j'ai dû donner. Par la chance de plus fort sans moi. Donne-moi des ailes pour que je puisse voler.
Moving tracks
on la rue de près du froid.
Mighty Mark, the hood Superman. Baltimore City, famous place where I grew up at. Where I found my style, learned the game, figured out how, made my own name. Dangerous, gutter, no bitch niggas, soft ass motherfuckers. No bitch niggas, soft ass motherfuckers. Take a second look, my goons are straight bust ya.
Réponds-moi pour que le ciel puisse me sauver. C'est que les hommes font des rues derrière moi. Prie le Seigneur pour qu'il m'emmène au sommet. Il est dur et je garde la foi. Dans la jungle, je serai plus fort sans moi. Donne-moi des ailes pour que je puisse voler. Avant que la rue me prenne me foudroie. Avant que la rue me prenne et me foudroie. Donne-moi des ailes pour que je puisse voler.
Big Dope
B. Big Dope B. Mighty Mark on the remix.
Sure.
Gifted. I sift in through the shit on Twitter. I wanna quit it, but I spit it on the beautiful Lou and tell the kitty lovers, baby, you are beautiful too. Blonde haired boys, we put the youth in the crew. And if you bring me around, I'll put some youth in you too, boo. I am the rap game, tease in the trap where I be is with the Adderall fiends and the assholes. We, I can rap, I'm not mean, but you whack in the backseat. Cypher's hyper on the track.
Take my favorite mathematics, my paper more than average. You bastard rappers go play in traffic. The way I ball, I could have played for Toronto Raptors. Olympic swimmers from Nigeria. Emeralds in my ears are far from clear, cuz they resemble frozen lettuce. 91 degrees out in Belgium. You ever seen melted lime jello? Did I confuse you losers? I pull up in the candy relish rap game. Peppermint patty in the lavender bumblebee jackets. Your girlfriend's vagina smells like bumblebee tuna. She duct taped me to the dumpster, otherwise I would have left sooner. Rip.
Riff Raff on the track, Kitty Pride. The song's called Orion's Belt. And that's it. That's the Copyright Experiment here on ZITR 101.9. Next up, we have RL Tentacles. That's Pierre coming in, and he'll be taking you through till the morning. 6 in the morning.
If you liked any of my songs that I played, you know where to go.
CopyrightExperiment.tumblr.com. You can download everything you heard tonight and enjoy it for yourself at a later date. You can also check out our previous shows, this show, and future shows when we post them. So we got everything there.
Oh, okay.
Anything you want to say, Tim, before we sign out?
Nope. I don't know what's going on here.
Our computers are a little wacky.
Oh, two mouses.
Yeah, we have two mouses going on.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
It's fucking crazy.
Not even going to go into explain what's happening here.
I don't even know. I don't even...
You have to go to Firefox.
What the fuck?
Can't even play ads. All right, maybe I'll play a song.
So Tim's going to play songs, but we can't even play ads. We don't know what to do. So we're going to play another Katy Pride song.
Freaky fucking with that youngin' Pocahontas. Finna poke your hauncha. Cite the violations. Bum niggas from Mars, basic bitches from Venus. I'm from Mercury, but I'm moving to your anus. Put the bass near my brain and I'll work the beat. I'ma work the feet, twerk the knees, jump that booty, do the thing. I'll ride Jet Zoo like Pegasus. Make him call me Hercules, cause now he's my main squeeze. What the game is, you already know. Shorty, he just wanna see me hit that flow. I'm a black belt with that twerk Kwanzaa. Plus my legs sore, cause I dip it too low. Bad bitch, do your thing. I just wanna see that hair swing, Pocahontas. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? On the dance floor, we getting it in. Shorty want it.
From Venus, but I'm coming in peace. And I need the immediate, no extended release. But I'm obedient, I got a policeman commending all the grease from my elbows. And tell me, cease, I say hell no. Could you take on me, I'm Elmo. And I'm out here harsh, I know you're mellows. And I'm a Martian, you can tell when I jiggle it like Jell-O. Bad bitch, do your thing. I just wanna see that hill swing, Pocahontas. Can you be with all the colors of the wind on the dance floor? We can hit it, bitch, so you want it.
Bad bitch, do your thing. I just wanna see that hair swing, Pocahontas. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind on the dance floor? We getting it in, sure you want it.
Two things I would carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's
the
right, Discorder.
The delicious we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Bulat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got him and shut the door, because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9. This is Oral Tentacles. Time is exactly 12:02 in the morning. Going to kick things off with some brand new music. Just got it in. These are the Sexy Mathematics. Name of the CD by The Electronics, and name of the song is The New Illusion.